Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's 8:13 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked out Janet Jackson with No Sleep, and then Lighter and More Your Pain, talking about Argo Day. We do not miss when it comes to music. Never, ever. That's on Namibia's Heart and Soul. But something else that we also love doing is plugging you, okay, so that you don't end up missing on stuff. And one such thing that we're going to plug you on right now is the Multi-Choice Film Festival. And you told us all about it. It's OCL Zita Beekers, the head of corporate affairs with Multi-Choice Namibia. Good morning, Elzita. How are you this morning?
Good morning, NSK. I'm doing well. Just a pity I can't be with you in the studio.
Yes. Okay, you know what? We will skinner about that off air. Let's talk about the Multi-Choice Film Festival, Elzita. Congratulations once again on Multi-Choice Namibia hosting its first ever film festival. How did this initiative come about?
Well, the point is really, you know, that we've been busy creating content. We're sponsor of the DSTV Content Creator Awards. But we've also been running our local content project, creating films, a documentary, and a lifestyle series under our Mbura project. So now is the time to showcase that local content and to celebrate our productions and to recognize the great work that has gone into this full year of making that content. So the film festival is just a way that we want to do that. It's a platform that we can showcase what's coming on DSTV and GoTV, Showmax later this year.
Yeah.
Well, not later this year, next month in October.
Literally, yeah.
So the idea is really to bring filmmakers, industry professionals, people who love films, and just the general public together to celebrate Namibian content.
Well, let's, and all of that is fantastic. It seems like you guys have a very busy 2 months on your hands. Now, let's talk about the film festival once again. When is it and where is it going to take place, and who is invited?
So it's taking place next week, the 28th and the 29th of September, that's Saturday and Sunday, at the Franco-Namibia Cultural Center, FNCC. It's open to anyone. It's absolutely free. And all you have to do is register to make sure that you can secure your space, because you know space is limited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's happening next week, 28th, 29th September at FNCC.
All right. Talk to us about the impact, though. What impact do you feel this film festival will have on the Namibian film and television industry? Keeping in mind, as actors, we always get questions like, where can we watch a movie? Where do we watch a series?
Exactly.
Okay, now's the chance, right?
Yes. So, like I said, we want to celebrate our productions made under Mbura local content project. But we really also, like we've seen with Mbura, there is a big developmental aspect, and the film festival really intends to nurture and develop and empower the local industry. So there'll be some seminal platforms. So there'll be masterclasses, workshops, talks. We're getting international speakers coming in from South Africa that's worked on this project. Commissioning editors from CakeNet coming in. We have local filmmakers that's going to give masterclasses. We have Swift Namibia, you know, sisters working in TV and film that just launched in Namibia. They're going to do a talk about women in filmmaking in Namibia. And also there'll be some screenings of all the films we did, not all, but selected films. So if you don't feel like going to a panel discussion, or you feel like you know this stuff, you can then opt to go see a screening on the day. It's happening the full day from 8. Registration starts at 7, from 8 until 5. Lunch will be provided as long as you register in time. Then we can celebrate films by learning, but also watching all the great content that we've made. So even one of the films that you are in Escape, Penda's Dilemma, will also be screening that one as well.
All right, cool.
And you'll have a chance to speak to the filmmakers right after you seen the screening about what inspired the film, what it takes to make a film. So lots happening.
All right. What can audiences expect regarding this year's festival?
So I did mention we have a huge lineup of screenings, but also discussions, workshops, network opportunities. We're going to have fun interactive experiences that, you know, that will allow the creative juices to run, and also cool eats and drinks. And on that's the Saturday, that's the whole day. So that's what we're calling the industry day, really for up and coming, emerging, or already like sort of seasoned filmmakers. or content creators. And then the Sunday is the exciting day. It's open for the general public, young and old. You can bring your friends and family. We're going to have a screening, an exclusive screening of the one of the films we just made this year, never seen before.
Nice.
There'll be live music. There'll be food. We'll have the DSTV Kids Corner there for your kids to just have fun. So it's really just a fun experience for friends and family on the Sunday, 29th of September, for you to come and enjoy what local content can do for us. So that's the morning from 9 o'clock until about 12 or 1 o'clock.
You've done a fantastic job at planting that seed. I sit here and I think to myself, okay, I know now that it's happening. Maybe I want to plan specifically which day I'd like to attend, so on and so forth. Where can I find specific information about the film festival?
We do have a WhatsApp channel for MultiChoice, for the MultiChoice Film Festival 2024, where you'll find all the latest updates and how to register. But you can also find us on our social pages, specifically for the MultiChoice Film Festival on Instagram and on Facebook.
Now, the Umbura Project, okay, was launched earlier this year. We are all excited about it. Maybe you can must give us most the tea in terms of the progress of the initiative, I believe.
So, just to give you an idea, Umbura is our second phase of our local content project, which we embarked on earlier this year to produce 8 projects, 6 films, 1 documentary, and 1 lifestyle series of 13 episodes. That covers authentic Namibian stories. It's locally made. It has local actors, local scenery, landscapes, our culture, our food. And the productions are well on track. They're actually already done. They're scheduled to go on CakeNet and CakeNet in Key from the end of September, September 30th, which is also next week, until December. So you can catch all of that, including Opat with My Poike, that was featured in the news recently, which is our lifestyle series. We're going to discover what Namibians are cooking in their poiki course across the country, from the south to the north to the east to the west. And that you can all catch on CakeNet this 30th September, starting this. And so other content will also be available for the whole festive season. So you're going to watch incredible local content on DSTV, GoTV, and of course Showmax.
Oh man, this is incredible. Ozil Zita, thank you so much. We appreciate the work that you and your team at MultiChoice Namibia do, and we're looking forward to the MultiChoice Film Festival.
I hope to see you there, in this game.
Yes, no, I will be there. Man, I got suitiki of eats.
Control. Just control.
Watch the polls. Awesome, leave. All right, cool. Thank you so much, Elzita.
Thank you.
All right. It's 8 to 20 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got so much lined up for you. Burna Boy is lined up. Techno's lined up. Maybe we'll also squeeze in Amos. The game is